Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballew of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballew and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. How I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us day after day, together by the radio, open His eternal Word and study the Word of God together. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll take the time out, get your Bible, and follow along with us as we open the Word of God today. We're turning our Bible again to the book of Ephesians, chapter number 6. On our last broadcast, I began looking at verse number 10 down through verse number 18, and we're looking at the thought of preparation for prayer. For the last couple of weeks, I've been preaching on praying and prayer. We've looked at several thoughts, but we're looking now at the preparation of prayer. And I'm convinced that the wrestling ring that he speaks about in these verses of Scripture is our prayer closet, our place of prayer. And these verses, where we're instructed to put on the whole armor of God, is getting us ready to go to battle with the devil at the throne of grace in prayer. You see, friend, we do not recognize how much Satan opposes our praying. You remember back over in the book of Daniel, Daniel prayed a prayer, and God answered it, but he was opposed for 3 weeks. And my friend, listen, the devil is not going to let us advance in his territory by prayer and him not battle us. He is our adversary. He's our opponent. And he will oppose us when we start doing serious business at the throne of grace in prayer. On our last broadcast, I pointed out to you, first of all, in preparation of prayer, we must recognize our adversary. And I mentioned this very briefly, so I want to review it again and then move on in our study of the Word of God. The Bible said in Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 10, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might." May I say just a word about that, and I'll deal with it somewhat later. But when we go to the throne of grace in prayer, we must recognize that we are not battling the devil in our own strength. We do not approach our adversaries in the power of flesh and blood, but we are to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. It is not my might, but it's His might. It is not my strength, but it's His strength, wherewith I can battle Satan and be victorious in my Christian life. And then he said in verse number 11, we're to put on the whole armor of God that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And I'll deal with that verse a little bit later on also. But in verse number 12, we see the description of our adversary, the devil. The Bible said in verse number 12, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Notice two or three thoughts about this adversary of ours, the devil. First of all, I notice in this verse that our adversary is defined. He gives us two simple statements, a negative statement and then also a positive statement. He tells us, first of all, who our adversary is not. He said in verse number 12, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood." Now, understand what the Bible is speaking about here. We do often have to wrestle and buffet our own flesh and blood and bring it under subjection. But he's not speaking of our own personal battle with our flesh, but he's speaking about battling other human beings. Our battle is not a people battle. Our battle is with the powers of darkness of this world. So he said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Then he said, but we wrestle against principalities and against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Here we have given to us four categories of the ranks of the servants of Satan. The devil himself being, can I say it, the chief devil. And in the Bible speaks of devils. We refer often to the word demons. But they're underneath him. And they rank as does the military rank that we're familiar with today. And he starts out from the lower standpoint. We wrestle against principalities. And then if the principalities are not enough, then we wrestle against the powers. And then from there we move to the rulers of the darkness of this world. And then from there we move upward, if we continue to battle, to a match against spiritual wickedness in high places. And friend, when you make it to the throne room of God, when you make it to that holiest of holies, then you are battling spiritual wickedness in high places. Recognize your enemy is not flesh and blood, but your enemy is the powers of Satan and all of his little devils. My friend, and they are not just something to be pushed off. They are mighty, but they're not almighty. They are powerful, but they're not all powerful. They are more than you and I can handle within ourselves, but they are no match for our God. Our God is greater than the God of this world and the powers of the prince of the power of the air. So we see, first of all, the adversary is defined. It's not mankind. It's not a people problem, but it is with the powers of Satan and all of his cohorts that we are coming to battle with in the wrestling ring. That I want you to notice, not only there's the adversary defined, but there's the adversary's description. And we find from studying the Word of God, his names reveal his nature. Let me give you at least four. First of all, he's called the devil. Now the word devil means adversary or opponent. And friend, listen to me. I don't know why so many people have such a battle with this. They say, well, I started to do something for God and Satan opposed me. What do you expect out of the devil? What do you expect out of your opponent, your adversary? You start to progress toward the throne of God and make intercession at the throne of grace, and you expect the devil to take it sitting down? No, my friend, I'm telling you, when you come to the throne room of God to pray, you're not going to playground, you're going to battlefield. And so the devil is there to oppose us. He's our adversary. He is our opponent. And then he's called not only the devil, our adversary, our opponent, but he's called Satan. And the word Satan means the slanderer or accuser. And friend, you can rest assured that that lying devil will meet you on the way to the throne room of God. He'll lie to you and accuse you to yourself and then accuse you before God. And my friend, it's not easy. Again, I say, it's not a playground when you move to go to the throne room of God and do business with God in the spiritual warfare that we are living in. And so we see he's called the devil, means our adversary, our opponent. He's called Satan, and that means the accuser or the slanderer. And then he's called the serpent, and that speaks of his subtlety. You see, Satan is very cunning. He's very deceiving. And I go ahead and say it, friend, I don't like to give him credit, but he is very wise and very well qualified in the matter of deceiving people. You say, why do you say that, preacher? He's had a lot of experience. 6,000 years he's been deceiving people. Let me give you this, and this puts a fear in my heart. First of all, I must admit to you that Satan deceived Eve, and then she turned around and gave that fruit to Adam. And then Satan deceived Samson, the strongest man in the Bible. And he deceived Solomon, the wisest man in the Bible. And he deceived David, the only man in the Bible that God said was a man after his own heart. And friend, if the devil is wise enough to deceive, and he's subtle enough to deceive Adam and Eve, he is subtle enough to deceive Solomon, he's subtle enough to deceive Samson, he's subtle enough to deceive David, then don't you ever forget he's smarter than you are. He's a step ahead of you, and he will deceive you. He will lay wait for you in his subtle manner, trying to destroy you. And then I want you to notice the fourth word. Not only he's called the devil, which means the adversary of the opponent. He's called Satan, which means the accuser of the slanderer. He's called the serpent, which speaks of his subtlety. But he's called the dragon. And the word dragon speaks of the cruelty of our adversary, the devil, the cruelty of Satan. Listen to me, friend. I want to tell you, the devil does not care what he has to do to keep you from the throne of God and keep you from serving God effectively in a life that is filled with power because you've been at the throne of grace in prayer. He is not a merciful devil. He'll do anything to keep you from being a successful Christian for the glory of God. Let me say this. It may not always be revealed directly, but Satan is responsible for every heartbreak. He is responsible for every home break. And he's responsible for every health break. He has no sympathy on children. He has no sympathy on companions. He has no sympathy on the church. And surely no sympathy on the Christian who would bombard the throne room of God with prayer. I want to say to you, my friend, again, when we come to the place of prayer, we are not coming to a playground, but we're coming to a battlefield, and our adversary, the devil, is there as a roaring lion, walking about seeking whom he may devour. So we see our adversary defined and our adversary described, and then, my friend, we see his desire. I'll deal with this on the broadcast tomorrow. Father, take the word, use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoyed the broadcast today. Let me encourage you that you pray for the radio stations that carry the Harvest Time broadcast. November is our anniversary month. On the first Monday in November of 2002, I began broadcasting the Harvest Time broadcast. God has been so good to us. We're on about 45 to 50 stations as we pass through our anniversary month. And I need to hear from a number of you. Your letter will be a vote to keep the broadcast on your station during the coming year. So I encourage you, take a few moments today as we leave the air, pray for us, and then sit down and write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address your letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. Be sure to include the call letters of the station you listen to, and your letter will be a vote to keep the broadcast on the air where you're listening. God bless you. Until the next broadcast. Adieu.